Welcome now to the Midday for Tuesday. I'm Norman Gilliland. Another short and pretty simple 12:30 quiz question today, and another, as today's was, or yesterday's was, from our rare WHY category of quiz question between now and then. Of course, plenty of music, some of it inspired by the Edvard Grieg Society of the Great Lakes, which has an ongoing presence in this part of the country. And of course, their main purpose, as implied by the name of the organization, to share the music, vocal and instrumental, of that great Norwegian composer. And their spokesperson, Mimi Fulmer, is here. Welcome back to the Midday.
Thank you. Great to be here again. And great to be welcoming colleagues from this whole region this coming Saturday, September 22nd, on the campus at UW-Madison. We'll be having a masterclass at 1 o'clock and a concert at 4 o'clock. Both are free and open to the public. And I'll be joined by colleagues Mary Rose and Luke Norrell from Goshen College in Indiana, and Alan Dunbar, a baritone from Minnesota, Anna Hersey from Oshkosh, and Gregory Martin from Indianapolis, to present vocal and instrumental works of Edvard Grieg and a couple songs by Johan Kvandahl as well.
Kvandahl being a 20th century composer?
Yes, yes, but inspired by some of the traditional Norwegian tunes. And, of course, I'm sure many of you know that Edvard Grieg is Norway's most famous composer.
Far and away.
Far and away, renowned for drawing inspiration from Norwegian folk music, because his goal was to create a national form of music, giving the Norwegian people an identity. And he was a strong supporter of the nationalist movement and of solidifying the Norwegian language. So he's such an icon in terms of the country, as well as, of course, you know, musically, just being this enormous source of inspiration and beauty.
And, of course, in Peer Gynt in particular, he has vocal music, but he wrote a fair amount of vocal music, a number of actual just concert songs, I guess.
Absolutely.
You would call them. And the most famous of them is probably
Jeg Elsker Deg.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I feel the same way about you.
Yeah. Anyway, he actually married a soprano, and evidently they had a somewhat tumultuous relationship. I can't imagine why, being married to a singer.
But and a composer such as Grieg.
Exactly. But he said she was the only true interpreter of his songs. And he wrote this as an engagement present. The text is by Hans Christian Andersen, and it essentially says, I love you now, I love you for all eternity. Jeg elsker deg.
Thank you.
the very same Mimi Fulmer singing there. That song by Rodrigue Bruce Bengston, the pianist, and the name of the piece translated into English. Pretty straightforward, I Love You.
That's right. That's right.
A nice gift for a composer to give to his singer wife or wife-to-be.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
This Great Lakes Edvard Grieg Society, has that been around for a while now?
No, you know, we are a fairly new organization. We had our inaugural conference in Goshen, Indiana last year. And it was a multi-day event, and actually representatives from the Edvard Grieg Society of the USA came. There are several around the country, and there are international societies as well. So it's quite a group of advocates and love of this kind of culture and the language and the music of Grieg all put together. So we'll be having another conference at the University of Indianapolis in March and April 2019, including competitions for pre-college piano and pre-college voice. So if you're interested in learning more about this repertoire, you can also play other works as part of these competitions or to come to the lectures and concerts. You'd be most welcome next late March, early April in Indianapolis.
Lots of Grieg things going on. I imagine there will actually be some Norwegians there too.
Oh, you betcha.
Okay. Of course, Grieg is, in addition to Peer Gynt, known most of all for his many lyric pieces, which he seems almost as if he could not help writing them.
Yes.
Even when he wanted to write something else, there was a lyric piece.
Exactly. In fact, he described them as an intimate slice of life, and many of them represent nature or things going on in his life. The very famous wedding dance at Trollhagen was originally named the Guests Arrive, but he renamed it on the occasion of the silver anniversary of his wife Nina and himself.
1892, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly.
Oh, very good.
But yes, a very famous piano piece, but there are, of course, many others, too, of Grieg's. And which one is this?
This is called Evening in the Mountains, and this is one that one of our guest pianists, Gregory Martin, will be presenting this Saturday during the concert, 4 o'clock, Morphy Hall, on the campus at UW-Madison. Thank you.
That was Life of Unsness with one of the lyric pieces of Grieg, and it was called?
It was called Evening in the Mountains.
He loved those mountains. They made their way often into his writing, didn't they?
Yes, yes. And there's a lot of evening in Norway and all of those northern lands. So.
Yes, that's true. A lot of opportunities to burn the candle while thinking about evening and writing pieces. Before we forget, Mimi, this organization of yours, the Edvard Grieg Society of the Great Lakes, does have a website, and that'll tie everything together as
Absolutely.
To what we've been saying about this upcoming concert and masterclass in Madison, and that is, of course, www.greatlakesgrieg.com.
That's it. Yep. Short and sweet.
And you've got this performance at 4 o'clock.
Yes.
At Morphy Recital Hall, UW-Madison, and then before that at 1 o'clock, a masterclass.
Mm-hmm.
And what would people actually do at this master class before you take off?
Well, some of the singers are singing songs in Norwegian by various composers, and some are going to sing some general repertoire, just get up and have the opportunity to perform. And so it'll be a little bit mixed. I think we're having a Puccini aria, and we're having a Turisten by Grieg. And so just, you know, a chance for our students to sing. But there will be some songs in Norwegian. And lest we forget, after the concert at 4 o'clock, afterwards there'll be a reception. We'll have cake and coffee and a chance for some conversation with our guest artists.
That's the way to do it.
That's right. We will not run out of coffee.
Well, thanks for sharing again this year the goings-on of this great Lakes Edvard Grieg Society. Mimi Fulmer.
Thank you for the opportunity.